Good so far. I mean, I had the National Youth League, so you know, part of the goal of the club was to try and push some of the Youth League players into the Winter League with senior football, and we've managed to do that. We've got 8 coming from our Youth League, but lucky as well that we've had half a dozen from the Summer League team come down to help these guys.
How do you strike that balance between bringing in young players and retaining guys who've just come off a very intense period of training and competition?
Yeah, it's hard. First, we tried to target the right type of sort of senior guys that we knew were going to help the younger guys come through, not get frustrated at maybe the level that they're used to playing at. But also, as well, it is an opportunity for the club. As much as we want to do well and win it, it's not the key goal, you know. It's really to try and push some of these young guys and give them the taste of senior football, and a lot of them are showing that they're capable at that level.
Now, the Premier League is very competitive once again. What do you make of it so far in the opening weeks?
Well, we haven't had a side that has given us an easy run yet. certainly tough, but quite close. No one sort of really stood out that they're any better. Maybe only Hunger on paper have got a very, very strong side, and they certainly did well against us. But I think it's going to be pretty close, yeah.
And let's talk about some of the players that you've brought through from the youth ranks. Who might we keep an eye on this season?
So a couple that have really stood out. Troy Tapsell's a centre back. He's sort of within the sort of under 20 mix, I think wider squad, but looking to go to the States like a lot of the boys, but he's done very well. Frank Clark has been involved with the senior team for the last couple of years, but still a young guy. Dylan Ball is due a very good season if he can stay fit, and he's looking sharp. James Smith, Corey Waters, I mean, all of them are capable at that level. I think it shows the actual level of the youth league as well, is that you know, that most of the guys in there are involved with senior football anyway. So.
What did it mean to you to be part of Eastern Suburbs' return to the National League? I mean, that must have been very special for everyone involved.
Yeah, look, I mean, they had a great season. Would have been nice to push on to the playoffs, but I mean, it was good from my perspective just to go down as an ex-player and see the club doing well. I was sort of thinking about it. We're playing Central tomorrow. That I was a player at Central when they were first starting out in the sort of National League, and I look where Auckland City have gone now, and I was sort of thinking that there's the potential for Suburbs to do the same thing. You know, real potential down there.